Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Mitzia Daf Lamed Zayin. Pick and pawn. Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. Bada Bada Peace. Realize up from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yossi. So we said in the Mishnah, just to give us a little bit of background over here, that we said, let's say I rent a cow from you, and then I lend it to someone else, and then it dies naturally. Then I have, what happens? The one who rented, he swears that the cow died naturally, and therefore I'm off the hook. And the shoel, the one who borrowed from me, now he used to pay me. And then Rabbi Yossi said at the end of that Mishnah, he said, "Ketzad alos haschora? How is it possible that this guy, the renter, is doing business, but paros haschalaver with his friend's cow, and, you know, and then he walks away with everything, and the other guy gets nothing? Ela tachsa parla. By the way, it goes back to the original owner. Says the Gemara." Halacha goes according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that a shomer doesn't get the stuff over here, but rather goes to the original owner. Amr Rav Shmuel al Bar Yehuda Rav Yehuda Amr Lamashid Shmuel Chalakaya Rabbi Yossi. You said in the name of Shmuel that Rabbi Yossi argued on that of the Chachamim. Beep, turn the page. After Rishona, even on the Mishnah that comes up earlier. Do we hold like them over there as well or not? Alacha kaboso and alacha kaboso. Alacha go like him and zanachal not go like him. Amarli says to him, Chalakai Rabbi Yossi Afar Rishona. He argues even on the first Mishnah. Alacha kaboso Rishona, alacha like him as well. It's my name. He also backs up. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Chalakai Rabbi Yossi Afar Rishona. Even the first case, alacha kaboso Afar Rishona. Alacha is like him as well, even by the first case. What is this? this first case we're talking about, it says Rashi, top Rashi Afar Rishona. Bashilim velo ratzel ishava. A person pays who doesn't want to swear. Ketzad zenos in letokiso. Kfelo, he gives him the kfelo shelzeh, el yachzar kfelo bailam, it goes back to the original owner. So now, it says, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, moda hayo Rabbi Yosef Rishon, Rabbi Yosef says, moda in the first one, shekfar shilem, he already paid for the family ganav, and therefore he gets his kefa for the future. So it's going to be shilem in, lo shilem lo, only if you paid it, not if you didn't pay. V'amir avchia bar abba, amir biyochan, lo shilem shilem amish, doesn't mean that you actually paid. Ela kivin shama harim misham, once he said he's going to pay, avisha lo shilem, if he didn't pay it, still he gets it. So it's going to be chanami, ema, modu rabbi yosef birishona, shekfar amma harim misham, because he already said, I'm going to pay. So Rabbi Yochan clearly argues with what we just said. Zok the next Heilige, Heilige Mishnah, Amar Lishnayim. Let's say you have a ganav. And he goes to two people and he says to them, I stole from one of you 100. So I go to two people, to Reuven and Shimon. I say, Reuven, Shimon, I stole from one of you $100. I don't know which one. I'm not sure. Oh, let's say, Aviv Shalachad Mikem, Hifke Li Bane, Reuven or Shimon, one of your fathers, he left by me a mana, $100. It was mafkated by me, deposited by me. And I just don't know who it was. No sin, Lazemano. I have to now give 100 to each one of them. Shahoda mipiatso, because I admitted it on my own. Rashi says, Ahoel vahoda mipiatso, since I did it, I admit it on my own. But Gemara Mefarish, time of mile, the Gemara is going to explain what the pshat is. Now, Shnayim and Shef Gidu Eitzel Echad, flip the case a little bit. You have Reuven and Shimon, one of them leaves over a mizemana 100, Vizema Simon, another one, Shimon, let's say, leaves over 200. We're not sure which one is which. Zeh Omer Shalim Asayim, and each one says they're the ones who give the Messiah. Zeh Omer Shalim Asayim. What do you do? No sin lezemana velezemana. Each one gets 100 because for sure that's that part is true. Vashar yeimunach shavileo, and the last you leave over until Leo and Navi comes. Says Gemara Rabbi Yossi, if that's really true, him Cain, if that's the way we're going to play this, then when it's a problem, my hiv said Ramai, the cheater, what's he end up losing? Because all he has to do, the guy really only did 100. But he's going to say he did 200, and maybe he'll end up getting it. And if he doesn't, at least he'll get his 100. You never lose that by lying. Ella, kol yemunach shavileo, you leave everything until Leo and Navi comes. V'chein shtei kelim, let's say you have a case, this is case number three. Let's say you have two people that left over, two kelim. Echad yofa manav, echad yofa elef zuz. And one of them is worth 100, and one is worth 1,000 zuz. Says, zeo me yofa shali, zeo me yofa shali. Each one says, what's in theirs? No, says, a katan lechad ma'am. You give the katan, the smaller one, the 100 one, to one of them. We took a gadol, and from the expensive one, no sin to make katan l'sheni. You give the value of the second one to the second, to the set. You give the value to the second one. So it ends up getting, it's like the 100 and 100. Vashar yemunachat shavilio, and the rest of it ends up being left over until the end. So you sell it and give them the value of like whatever the small one was, like the similar, like we said before. Rabbi Yosef says, "Im kain that shum, I have said, what is he lost? That ela kol yemunach shavileo, everything's left over until Leo and Avi comes." Zok da elik gemar alma misfekam afkin ramona. We see over here that wow, in the case of Suffolk, we take out money from a guy. Rashi says, "The katani nosin lezeman of a zeman." In the case where I don't know which one I stole from, v'lomrin, and we don't say uki mamona bechesek smari. We're going to leave it in the hands of its owner. Rashi says. Imlacha, I don't know if it's you or to your friend. Ukimamon Bakasas Nitva, Ze Shalo Nefsidu Mamono, Vie Muna Chachavilo. We don't say that we go ahead and leave it up until the Anavi comes. We got a bit of a contradiction over here because we said Shtaim Shef Kiru, it's a Chavi of two people that left money with somebody, Zemon of Zemon, sign this one, 100, 200, Zelmer Shilim, Assign, Zelmer Shilim, Assign, each one says each one, there was the 200, Nezem, no send, Zemon of Zelzana, Mana, give each one of them 100, Vashaye, Muna Chachavilo, which seems to be saying you don't give each of them 200. So what's going on? It says Gemara, Amalei, Pikadon, I guess, El Karamis, you're trying to bring a stira between a case of where there's a Pikadon, someone left something over versus someone who cheated and stole, Gezel, David Isur. In the case of Gezel, the guy didn't Isur, Kansur Abadim, the Rabbanim were Konis, and he had a Knas, so fine. But Pikadon, David Isur, there's no Isur happened over here. Locus Rabbanim, they didn't give him some sort of Knas. So the Gemara, Rami, Pikadon, Pikadon, Rami, or Gezel. Gezel we have, we're going to have a steer between Pikadon and Pikadon, two different cases, and Rami, Gezel, Gezel. Pikadon, and Pikadon, the Katani Reisha, because we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, oh, let's say the guy tells two people, Aviv Shalechad Mikem, Hifkid Asli Mana, one of your fathers, Reuven or Shimon, one of your fathers, they left by me a mana, Veni Odea Ezu, I don't know who it is, no sin Lazeman of Lazeman, you give each one of them, Ramin, hold on a second, we know Shtaim Shev Kidua. If you have two people that left over here, that were mapkid by him, deposit something by him. One leaves over 200, one leaves over 100. You only have to pay the 100. You don't have to give over the other 100 there. Amarava, Reisha, and the Reisha, where there's only one person over here that left the money. Nasa Kimi Shefkidu Lo Bishnei Krichos. We look at it as one where let's say two people left the money in two different bundles at different times. The Havale Lamedak, in such a case, He should be paying attention and know who gave what. In this situation, it's we're going to look at it like the shomer was poshea that he didn't pay attention to know who gave what over there. Seifa, when he's dealing with the seifa, where two people gave it to him, nasa kamish shefkidu lo b'karech echad, is like we look at it like it was in one bundle. The lavi le'lamedak, he didn't have to check and see what's going on over there, and therefore kigon dafkidiru tavaya ba'adei adadi b'chazimna. And therefore, our Mishnah also is talking about a case where the two of them give their money at the same time. Damar Lahu, where he could say to them, "Ant kufaychu lo kapti so adadi." You guys weren't makbar on each other to be so particular. You trusted each other. Ana kapitna, so I should not be makbid. So it's at two separate times. So I'm considered negligent because I should have paid attention to what's going on. But if it's done at the same time, then clearly you guys are okay with the fact that you trust each other. It's not my fault anymore. Rami Gezel, Gezel, we have a problem of Gezel on Gezel. Why? Katani Acha, because we have in our Mishnah, Amr L'Shtayim, let's say I go to say to two people, Reuven and Shimon, Gezati Lechem Rikem, Mona, I stole from one of you 100, Veni Odei Aizem Rikem, I don't know who it is. Oh, let's say, Aviv Shalechem Rikem, Hifkidli Mona, or say one of your fathers, Reuven and Shimon, one of your fathers, they left over something for you, Veni Odei Aizem, I don't know who it was. Losal Zeman of Elzeman, I have to give now, teach one of them, Ramini, hold on one second, we have another Mishnah in Yavamos. Gazel Echad Michamisha. Let's say one person stole. The end of Yavama. So one person stole from five people. Ve Eni Odea Ezem Mehem Gazel. He doesn't know which one he stole from. Ze Omer Osi Gazel. Ze Omer Osi Gazel. Each one saying he stole from me. Maniach Zeil Benayim Mustalik. You drop the stuff in front of them and then you walk away. That's what it seems like. We can see the Gemara is going to discuss that soon. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon Azai Gazel Rabbi Tarfon. So what do you see? Alma Misveka Lomafkin Ramon. We see in the case of Suffolk. We're not going to take money out of this guy's pocket over here. We say that the money remains in the possession of the owner, meaning the ganav. So if that's the case, why does our mishnah say that he's to pay both of them? Seems so should be all five over here. Says Rabbi Tarfon. Who says that our mishnah over here is Rabbi Tarfon? Maybe our mishnah goes to Rabbi Akiva, who argues Rabbi Tarfon over there, and he says he has to pay taki each one of them. Says Gemara, no, the Ketani Allah Dahi, because we have a brisa that says about that. That statement, Yavamos, Moder Rabbi Tarfon is Moder, but Omer L'Shtayim, that if a Ganav says to two people, Gazati Lechem Mikem Manav, if I stole from one of you 100, Veni Odea Ezem Mikem, I don't know which one it was, Shadosel Zeman of a Zeman, he gives to each one of them. So we see Rabbi Tarfon is masking to what our Mishnah says. If that's true, so why doesn't he need the Ganav of the five people to go ahead to pay each one of them? So it's going to Hasam de Katavile. Over there, where the these people coming and being tovea from him, Rashi says, "Mashanin and Hasam de Kabayila, de Katavile, the Vehu Ein Chafetz Lita." He doesn't want to give element a din because of din. Misveka less than the Chiyuvi lekol chad v'chad. So in such a case where they're coming to get the money and he only wants to pay the one that he actually owes, so since he's chayav, it's a suffix, he has to pay all five. But hacha b'balatzis dini shamayim, this guy wants to get himself out of dini shamayim as well. So then we say, go out and pay for it. Pay each one of them. Rashi says, hacha b'balatzis dini shamayim. Knows b'dini adam, fine. Maybe it doesn't have to be each one. But b'dini shamayim, we don't want any tainas on him. Rashi says, may love ba limloch ma'yas. He wants to know what to do. V'lo ye'anis. He didn't get any punishment. Tahashta. You're not going to be able to shemayim until you pay both them. If you hold on till Leo Navi comes, he's going to lose out because of you. In the meantime, he's going to lose out. The Ganami also makes sense to say that that's the Lotzitz of Shemayim. The Gathani Shahodim and Priyatza, they came and did it himself. Shema Amina. And that's why in Yavamas, you only have to pay. You only have to put it down and pay one of them because the guys, they're not coming to get out of Shemayim, he just wants to, you know, deal with Dine Mamanus. But Dine Adam, but Dine Shemayim, then the guy should have paid each one of them. Hamar Mar. Now we're going to break down that statement, that's the whole discussion in Yavamas there with the 1 and 5. Daf Kuf Yuches, I think it is. Here we go. Now, Amar Mar. Hasam de Kotavi lay over there when the guys are going in to be Toveahim. Halamatoin. And what does the thief say to each one of them? Like, what is it that he puts it down in front of them and he pulls away? Right, then now he's good to go. Or if Yehuda Amarav, Hala Shosik. Says the Ganav was quiet. He didn't say anything. And Rav Masna Amarav, that he was quiet. Rav Masna Amarav says that Hala beep turned up his Amazami base. Tzovech. He was screaming. He was saying back to them, like, I don't even know who you guys are. Like, leave me alone. I says, Amar Lekolechad, Enim Akircha. I don't recognize you. Like, he doesn't know that he owes it to them. So now, says Gemara, Man Damar Halotzaveach, that he's crying out. So we understand why he's going to be put through and paying all that. Aval Shtika Godab, isn't Shtika Godab? And therefore, he has to go and he would have to pay all of them according to them. Man Damar Halotzaveach, according to him, says that he was quiet. Shtika Dachel Lav Godab, okay, he's not being Modab, but Matzi Amalei, you could just say to him, Hadash Shiki Lekol Chad Vakad. The reason I was quiet, each one of them, Da Amina Dilmahayhu. Because I thought, maybe this is the one. But I'm not acknowledging the fact of what they're saying to be chayv all of them. Amar Mar, my Nia Kazel Kabinim Mustalik, he puts it down in front of them and he walks away. Vishaki Lekulu Vasli. Which means to say that all of them can come and take it and then they can leave. Amar Abba, Amar Barzav, Amar Rav. Kol Safik Yinuach. Anytime you have a suffix as per what something is, you just leave it over there. Right? If something that's placed over there and you don't know that maybe someone left it there for some other reason, you have to go ahead and you have to just leave it. L'chatchila l'yitel, really shouldn't pick up l'chatchila, v'im nothing, but if you did pick it up, l'yach, so you don't go ahead and you don't return it. So why are we saying this ganav can go ahead and put it down in front of them? But once he has this, he stole it, he has to now hold on to it until he actually gets clarity on who it belongs to. Rav Safa v'yaniach. Read it v'yaniach. What it means is, and he shall place, means in front of the courts, and then each one of them have to now prove it. And therefore, when he pulls out, it means from any other type of legality issue that's going on. He just holds on to it until we figure it out. Amar le'abai l'rava, mi amar Rabbi Akiva, lo zu aderech motziasa midei avera, ad sheshalem gzeh l'kol chad v'chad. Is it, did Rabbi Akiva really say at the end of that particular Mishnah about a ganav who doesn't know who it belongs to, that lo zo derech, this is not the way for getting mad at avera, to hold on to it is not going to be good enough. Ad sheyishalem gzeila l'chol chad v'chad, until he goes ahead, it's not going to be yotzi yischov until he pays the value of what he stole to each one of them. Alma misveka mafkin mamona. We see from myself, if you do take out money, v'lo amina nukimona b'chesas mar, you don't leave it in the person's possession. Urameni, but on a second, Rabbi Akiva says differently. Kamar baba basa, enough of the bias of love alima. Let's say you have a house that falls, crumbles, crashes, rechman al son, on a man and his mother. And we don't know who it fell upon first, right? It fell on the mother first, then he's Yerush, and then his Yerushim get it, but it fell on him first, he died first, and then his people are not going to be Yorish the mother of here. Nafal of Yisrael of Yelimo, Yorshe Aben Omrim Ha'em Mesa Rishona, Yorshe Ha'em Omrim Ha'ben Mesa Rishona, Elu ve'elu, both of them, what that means is Beisham and Beis Hillel, they say Modim Sheyachluku, they're maskim, that the
They split the property of the mother. From Rabbi Akiva, Akiva said, "Moda ani bazu, I'm asking in this case, shenichasim cheskasan, that the property stay in their status." Seems to be going against the way Rabbi Akiva said that he has to go, he has to pay everyone. What's going on? Right? He's the one who said with the five people, you have to pay each one of the five people.
Marley Hassam over there with the case of the woman who died, Shema Vishema. The Yarshim of the son is a Shema, and the Yarshim of the other people are a Shema also. And there's no Bari Vishema here. So Bikiva says that, you know, it stays where it is. Gazalecha Bechamisha, but the case one sold from five. Bari Vishema, each one of them has a Bari, and it's a Bari Vishema case. Each one is saying, you definitely stole from me, and he's saying, I don't know what's going on, so therefore he says you have to pay each one.
But what are the Mishnah here? It says, Amr l'shnayim, gazalti lechem mikem mana. If I go to say, Reuven, Shimon, I stole from one of you, I don't know which one, the Shema v'Shema, well, that's a case of Shema v'Shema. Right? Because each one of them don't know. V'katani knows the zamana v'zamana. They used to pay money to each one of them. So we see that it doesn't hold on to the chazaka when it's a case of Shema v'Shema. So the Gemara says, Umimai de Rabbi Akiva hi. How do you know that the Mishnah over here is talking about Rabbi Akiva? The Katani Allah Dahi. That is Rabbi Akiva. The Katani Allah Dahi, because it was on a Braisa about that Mishnah Yavamos that talks about the guy who stole from five people. Modu Rabbi Tarfim, but Omer L'Shem, and Tarfim is Maskim, and he says to two people, Gazate Echem Mikem Mana, Veni Odea, he's a Mikem, I stole, but I don't know which one. Vechule is to give money to each one. Laman Moda. Who is Rabbi Tarfim being Maskim to? The Rabbi Akiva by Plukta is being maskim to Rabbi Akiva, the one who's arguing. So since we know these are the same type of cases, we see Rabbi Akiva is being maskim with our Mishnah, which says that the Ganav has to pay both of them. That says the Gemara. How do you know, where do we know that the Mishnah over here is donning a case where each one is saying maybe they stole from him, and he's saying that only maybe. Chada. The first one reason is the katani, the lo katani tov maso, because the Mishnah didn't say that they're suing him, that they're being tovea him. And not only that, right? The Mishnah didn't say that each one is saying that he definitely stole it. But od hatani Rabbi Chiya said zel meni yodea. This guy says, I don't know if you stole from me. If it's telling me that, I don't know if you stole from me also. So if that's the case, then our Mishnah clearly is talking about two people that are not sure. And Rabbi Akiva says that the Ganav, both of them, doesn't say that it stays in their possession. Oh, what's going on over here? It says, Gemara, ho okim na la, bebalot seisidei shamayim. We already established that we're dealing with the case of the government's bebalot seisidei shamayim. Right, so even though in the case where the house falls, Rabbi Akiva is going to say the halacha goes, that the mother's property should stay in its status. When we don't know, he's masking that when it makes sense, like in the case of a ganav, one has to pay everyone in order to get out of bidei shamayim issues as well. Says Gemara, Amar Ravina Ravashi, Umi Amar Rava, Kol b'shtei krichos, hava like lemeidak. Is Rava really say that any time you have a mafkid, someone's depositing something in two different bundles, meaning, what does two different bundles mean? It means two different times that he has to check out and see how much each one was given? From Rava, v'item Papa, hakol modem, everyone agrees, meaning Rav Kivim Ritafrin, b'shtayim shefkidu yitzaroa, that if you have two people that leave their animals with a shepherd, and then they, afterwards... We're talking about when they gave different amounts, where let's say one of them gave two lambs and the other one gave only one. And when they came to collect it, one saying, oh yeah, I gave the two. Then what do you do? That the shepherd puts it in front of them and he walks away. In that case, Rashi says, we're talking about when you have two guys coming in at the same time. One has two animals, one has one animal. It's easy to figure out who's got what and what's got who. But when it comes to the money case where it's in the bags, that's a little bit more difficult to be able to tell the difference between the two. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Hasam, Rav over there being Mekel is talking about Kishif, Kidu Be'edr Sharoa, Shalom Edaito. When they put the animals over there with the shepherd without him knowing. In that case, the Shomer doesn't have to go ahead and pay both of them. Okay, Zok, next part of the Mishnah. V'chein shnei kelim, also we have two kelim, two people, echad yafa banav, echad yafa elef zuz. So what do you do? You give each one the same value and you leave until munach elio. Why did you have to bring both cases over here? If we talked about that, just the same cases, one give 100 and 200, that you give each one 100 and leave the other one munach elio. It seems to be the same. The Achmei, so we just would have said the first kid with the money, with the Keshmani, Bahikam or Rabbanan over there, I would say the Rabbanan would say that they get paid, that Umishim Deleka Pseida, because there's nothing that's being lost over here.
That is, you pay the amount that each one agree on. It's 100 and 200, you give each one 100 and leave the third one. But over here, when you have two Kalim, the Ika Pseida, the Gadol, there's a Pseida with the more expensive one, if he wants to work out the value, right? He's losing out right now. Emo Modele Rabbi Yossi, he's masking to Rabbi Yossi that the both Kalim should remain by the showman. You don't give him anything. Viet Rabaha, and if it would have said only by the case of the Kalim, Baha Kamer Rabbi Yossi, I would say over there's Rabbi Yossi, would say that even the amount that they agree upon, they hold on to, because otherwise it's going to be lost out of Abahach. But in the case of the money, Emo Modele Rabbanan, he's masking to Rabbanan, who say that money should be returned because there's no loss. Tzricha, therefore, have to bring out both cases. Beep, turn the page. Lama chesam alaf. Vaha time into Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara. Vaha time into Rabbi Yossi, Mishum hefsed ha'amayhu. Rabbi Yossi said, it's because of the loss of the Ramai. We know that Rabbi Yossi very clearly said, we don't want this guy to gain over here at all. So it doesn't matter whether it's money or it's Kalim, Manavshach. We have to make sure people are not going to mess people over and walk away winning. So why then in the situation when it comes to money, would you think that Rabbi Yossi is going to be maskim to the Rabbanan? So the Tana now is to tell you Rabbi Yossi in that case to go against what we would have thought. We never would have thought that. Ella, Tarvayla, Rabbanan, Yitzchak. Really, both of these are in reference because of Rabbanan. Velozu, Avzukatani. And it's a Lozu. Avzu, like not only this, but even in that type of case also, right? That is that if the Mishnah's first would have taught the case of the Kalim, then we would be able to learn out also the case of the cash money as well. But the Mishnah started with the less of a chiddush, then went to the more of the chiddush. Fine, didn't really have to be written there. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great day.